You're listening to SBS News.
When Chinese-Australian Philip Ching Kwan arrived in Vietnam as a 19-year-old, he found an empty camp. His platoon was away, so he started cooking a meal outside his tent.
And I was feeling a bit hungry, so I stepped outside where we scrape our boots on the wire there, and I set up my little Dixie and I started cooking a packet of instant noodles with some curry powder, and I'm stirring away with a pair of chopsticks. I had my shirt off because it was stinking hot. I just had my trousers and boots on, so I was squatting down with my back to the main walkway.
Philip Ching Kwan says when the rest of his platoon arrived at camp and saw him, they mistook the Darwin-born soldier for the enemy because of his Chinese heritage. They used racist slurs to yell at him before the second-generation Australian corrected them. Mr. Ching Kwan became great mates with his fellow soldiers. In fact, it was recognising their faces more than 30 years after he returned from Vietnam that triggered his post-traumatic stress disorder.
Around early 2003-04, I was walking around this fantastic museum with all this memorabilia, and I saw all these black and white photos, and they were of my unit. That afternoon, I went back to my brother's place for dinner, and my daughter Diana walked in and she saw me having a fit on the floor.
Now aged 71, the Vietnam veteran uses martial arts to help control his PTSD. He has a black belt in karate.
The medication helps control my PTSD from things like having future collapses or having anxiety or depression. Martial arts practice helps me to control my stress levels, gives me cardiovascular exercise and mindfulness through meditation and practice. The physical practice, the mental acuity, and the fact that I have to combine the two to stabilise my ability and stay strong in my practice.
Afghanistan veteran Peter Rudlin also uses sport to manage his war injuries. Here's a physical, pain from injury sustained in a chopper crash. The qualified counsellor also treats fellow veterans who have post-traumatic stress.
It's about, you know, really getting to know the person and understanding where it is and developing strategies that are tailor-made to the individual. So it's understanding the individual holistically to come up with the best way to talk to each person.
After years of lobbying from bereaved families, the Prime Minister has announced there will be a Royal Commission into Defence Suicides. Scott Morrison says the suicides are heartbreaking and that Defence Recruitment, Training and Support Services will be investigated. An expert in veterans' mental health, Dr. Brian O'Toole from Sydney University, expects that PTSD will be discussed at the Royal Commission. He says that's because PTSD increases the risk of veterans taking their own lives.
The evidence right across the world is showing that post-traumatic stress disorder is one of the prime indicators. It's not the only one, because suicide is a complex issue.
His research has shown that Vietnam veterans are almost 14 times more likely to try to take their own lives than other Australians. The grim reality is that the battle does not end when troops come home.